Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Secret of Dreadwillow Carse by Brian Ferry, narrated by Anne-Marie Gideon. Chapter 1. The Queen was dying. This much was certain. Healers from all parts of the monarchy had gathered in 9 towers to examine Her Majesty. For weeks, the halls of the royal palace echoed with their discussions. Everyone had a different theory about the nature of the illness that gripped Queen Sulla. In the end, they could agree on only these 2 facts. There was no cure. A month more was as long as anyone dared hope she would live. It was not unusual for monarchs to take ill and die relatively young. It had, in fact, been the case for as long as anyone could remember. But there had always been a plan. When Janiya, the queen's daughter, turned 18, her mother would abdicate and allow the princess to ascend to the throne. That was how it had always worked for the nearly 1,000 years their family had ruled. But Janiya had just turned 12. And if the healers were to be believed, she would ascend to power much sooner than planned. When word spread of the queen's fate, Janiya locked herself in her bedchambers for 3 days. No one disturbed her. The servants who'd helped raise the young princess left trays of food near her door so she wouldn't starve. But no one spoke to the heir apparent. It was impossible to understand what the girl felt. Janiya sat in her room, refusing to cry. She braided her long black hair with green glass beads. She played her recorder, filling the room with a lullaby her mother had taught her. But she would not cry. She knew tears would come, and that they would be unstoppable once her mother was truly gone. Knowing death was coming for the queen didn't make Janiya sad. She was too terrified to be sad. Janiya knew nothing about being a queen. She had never been permitted in the throne room when her mother held court. The time will come for all that, the princess's caregivers had promised each time Janiya asked to watch. Someday. Everyone had believed Janiya had 6 more years to learn. But someday turned out to be now. She wasn't ready. She was scared she wouldn't have time. Surely there was much to learn about being a fair and just leader. Janiya had to turn her terror into resolve. She would learn how to be a queen. The time for tears would come. For now, she had to stay strong. She stared into the mirror, shook her finger at her reflection, and reminded herself to be brave. So, when the queen knocked softly on Janiya's bedroom door at the end of the princess's 3rd day of seclusion and whispered for her daughter, the young girl answered with square shoulders and a straight back. You should be in bed, she told her mother. Her words sounded braver than she felt. For months, Janiya had watched her mother's health dwindle away. The woman who stood at her door was barely recognizable as the one who'd raised her. The queen's illness made her appear much older than she truly was. Her eyes were swollen, her back was hunched. Where mother and daughter once shared smooth, dark skin, the queen's was now dry and cracked. Despite all that, Janiya didn't have to search hard to find the kindness she'd always seen in her mother's regal face. Come, the queen said, her voice wavering. We're going to the top of Lythe Tower. As she took her mother's arm, Janiya's breath ceased. Lythe Tower was the tallest of the castle's 9 monoliths, twice the size of the others. It was the highest point in all the land, with a view reserved for the monarch. The only exception occurred when an heir apparent was escorted there shortly before the start of a new reign. This truth, this hard, hard truth, weakened Janiya's march up to the tower entrance. Her knees trembled. This is real, she told herself. For the 3 days she locked herself in her room, her mother's illness had not been real. Janiya and the queen strode arm in arm down a narrow passage made of rough, silver-dappled stone. As they came to a wooden door at the hall's end, the queen produced a long key. It had teeth in 4 directions, like a weather vane. Bring the torch, Queen Sulla instructed as the lock on the door clicked open. Janiya took a torch from the wall. Together, they crossed the door's threshold. The spiral staircase beyond was so narrow they had to proceed single file. They climbed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?